Are you ready?
They do.
All right, let's make a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so moving on to item number 2 with public comment. Anybody have any comment to say at this time? All right.
Okay,
moving on to item 3 to approve the amendments from September. I reviewed them, and I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Item number 4, approval of the agenda for January. Anybody like to make a motion?
Do we have an agenda?
This is it. Well, the...
Oh,
that's this one. Well, I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Okay. Yep.
Item 5, informational items. The report from Metro, please.
Well, I don't have a lot to report, but I'm Jeremy Hendricks. I'm the sergeant for the area. So I took over in early December. I think you guys had a meeting in December.
No.
So this is the first meeting I've been able to come to. And really, I don't really have a lot to say. We did a lot of community events down in Sandy Valley and the Good Springs and Sandy Valley schools with the toy drives and stuff. But that's really about
we lay low here, even though we're high.
Right.
So we can't call David anymore when there's a problem?
No, he retired.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was coming, but I thought it was still a year or two down the road.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah, he called me on Thursday and said, I'm retiring tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
You want to come to my party? And I was going to pick up the grandkids. And I couldn't take them to the bar.
Oh, my gosh, how funny. I'm glad I got that call.
So can I get your card?
They all have something else. They all do something on the side, and that becomes their...
How many years did I put in before you can retire?
I'm sorry?
How many years before, from start to finish?
I want to say he was around 18 or 19.
And then you can buy up to the 20 to retire then for the pension?
They have to do 20.
They have to do 20, 30. They have to do 25. 20,
oh, okay.
25 now?
I have to do 30.
I don't know what his social
depends on how long, yeah.
Well, it depends too on military background.
And you can buy years.
Yeah, because I had two friends. One, maybe because of his military, he was 20, and then she bought out the last two or three years.
Yeah, actually left 2 weeks before I transferred over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe he just heard I was coming.
And said, hey, that's my opportunity.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Let me write my number.
I
got one. Thank you.
All right. Are we item ready for the... report from you, Megan?
I suppose.
All right, what have you got for us?
So, Anna had forwarded an email to Carol, and Carol forwarded it to you guys about Valley Electric. Mm-hmm. Anna stated a date of 2016. I don't know where that date came from, that supposedly you guys were supposed to give us internet by 2016. I've never heard that date, and quite honestly, I have no idea where that came from, because Valley Electric has only been working on this internet for
like
a little while now. So I don't know where that, and maybe she's speaking of someone else. But so Valley Electric is the provider for Pahrump, and they provide power for most of Sandy Valley, except for where I live. Yeah, I know, we're NV Energy. Our little section is NV Energy. I know, it's
I had no
terrible,
idea.
Terrible.
Oh, it is. So, oh, no, I believe you.
So part of what they're doing is bringing broadband now to the areas they serve and some that they don't. And but to do that, they have to go along their power lines, which go across BLM land. So you would think, because they already have their lines there, that they could just go on their same lines. Well, no.
Thank you.
No.
They have to go through BLM. And so
they
it's been an arduous process.
It's the same thing when they came through 2-3 years ago with the medical thing, the medical line that they borrowed a line all the way to Pahrump. Because of where ours, it was a big to-do with the paperwork and that.
Right.
So.
And BLM is notorious for taking forever. So they've been working with them forever. So going this way to Sandy Valley, and then going this way to you guys, BLM. But when it gets, I think, 27 miles from here, it goes into Forest Service. Forest Service is a whole other can of worms. And I think this popped up and they didn't know they were going to have to do a Forest Service. So they split the permits into the Sandy Valley permit and the Mountain Springs permit. The Sandy Valley one is moving ahead. They're supposed to start yesterday, bringing the lines down for Sandy Valley.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a couple months out. So
that's what they were doing. Okay.
So coming this way, so you're going to see them working.
Uh-huh.
So coming this way, they're stuck with Forest Service now.
Mm-hmm.
So
but they have the BLM approval now?
I don't think the BLM will approve it until Forest Service does.
Oh, gosh. That's about right.
But luckily, I've gotten in touch with them now, and I have a lot of good contacts with Forest Service. So I'm going to try to massage that process and get it through so that it won't be so long. They're gung-ho to go.
They are.
They want to get you the service. I mean, they are. And
it's good. I have a bunch of...
Valley Electric before. They are fantastic. Mm-hmm. They are such a great organization. I wish they provided the service at my house. They just are really great. And there's a young guy named Ryan Muccio who comes to all of our Sandy Valley meetings, and he's going to come to your next meeting to talk about all this.
Oh,
Ryan Muccio.
Ryan Muccio, MUCCIO. He is just fantastic, and they really want to do it, but they're stuck with bureaucracy.
Because I've made the same calls,
okay.
And I mean, I've made a couple, okay, and have... What she said is just less detail from what you've told me.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I got a feeling from Anna's email that she felt that there was some untruths being told. I don't believe so. I think one of the principal people she talked to is quite a character, and so she said something that maybe was misconstrued. They're really upfront. I mean, they're a co-op, so they're investor-owned or customer-owned. And they're totally upfront about things. So I don't think there's any conspiracy. They want to get your service. They want to get your money to pay for their service. So.
They only started doing this in Pahrump, where their hub is, like a year and a half ago.
Right.
And
nobody is energized yet. Nobody has started with the service yet. So this is how new it is.
Oh, well, they have two versions.
And they're, Beatty is either coming online real quick, Beatty, and then there's one other place.
But VEA has a service of internet, but my clients that have it like it.
And
it's not as good as what they're coming with.
Well, you know, Pahrump may have it already.
Yeah.
But so
areas, not all of them. Yeah.
So that's the update on that. I wish it was better news, but I am going to work with them. And they're coming up to Indian Springs, too. They're hoping to get Indian Springs online. Because Good Springs, Mount Charleston, Indian Springs do not have sufficient internet.
No.
So
it's barely better than dial-up.
Try to bring it in. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting. I mean, this is super exciting, but it might be a little while.
Yeah. That's what I even think.
But
I'm going
to do what I can to shorten it.
The construction of the roads, they might...
I think they've been talking about for a couple of years already.
Yeah. A couple of years, but I mean, BLM took them, I think, like 18 months.
Always.
It's crazy. Even though they're going
to
their own lines.
And it took, it took us two and a half years with our thing there.
So... So that's the update I have on that. I don't have anything new on the road since they were last out. I mean, they're still, you know, working those plans to add that next section on there.
Mm-hmm.
The election department is introducing new voting machines for this next election. They're kind of like a big iPad. I haven't seen them yet, but they're going in and they're coming out to different communities and demoing them. And I know it'd be nice to have them come up and do a demo here, but we have such limited numbers here.
What about
so
Blue Diamond?
I will.
What about Blue Diamond?
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite you all when we schedule the Blue Diamond one. So you can come down to the library there. We'll have a couple hours of demo. You can come try it out, do everything you want. And we have that date, and I can't look it up right now. It's, I think, in February.
How do they think that these are going to be more secure?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know how much they had said.
But one of my...
We currently do absentee, though. We do absentee ballots.
And you still can.
Yeah.
But this is... And they're changing it. You know how if you vote early, you can vote anywhere you want? It's going to all be that way now.
So you may not
want to do absentee because you can go wherever you want on the election or early. So
that makes so much sense.
Yeah. So you'll still be able to do that if you want. You can still request it if you want. But this is just, I'm just putting it out there if you want to try it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That makes more, as long as it's in
February, maybe this coming
February. I think it's February, the demo.
Uh-huh.
I just scheduled all six in my town, so I can't remember which.
That's
but
fine.
It'll be the same night as a town board meeting. Which is the opposite 2 weeks of you guys.
Okay.
So it's either 2 weeks, it's either the last Wednesday of January, the last Wednesday of February. I'll have to look at the calendar.
You'll email
it's been a nightmare trying to schedule all these.
Oh, I'll bet.
You can send out an email.
I will, yeah. I'll email all of you and let you know exactly when that's going to be. So, and it's just if you want to. I mean, I think most of us could handle it. They're not super complicated, but some people just like the familiarity of it. And if you have questions about security and stuff, you know, it's still going to print the ballot so you can see what's being printed. But I do know that one of my fellow liaisons tried to override it and stuff, and she wasn't able to.
So she's in one of those.
Oh, yeah,
she's savvy. Okay.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And I think at our March meeting, we'll talk about when we do a cleanup barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like that location. I know there were one or two. I love that location over there.
Well, then, no, there was one complaint.
Well, okay. Was she there?
So,
no.
Well, when we stop recording, I'll get some information on that. But, so I don't think there's a whole lot else going on.
So you don't know when the road construction is going to start, then? It was going to be January last year.
It was, but they added, like they talked about last time, they added that extra on there to do it all at once. So I think they're supposed to go out to bids early this year. So I'll get an update.
Oh, that means it'll be September, so they can start the mess and go, we need more money.
Well, we'll see.
Because that's that,
it's
you know.
We'll see. Sounds about right.
Right, well, if they're bidding about 6 months, and then you start, tear it up, and then go.
Go for the bigger bid.
We'll see. We're all going to stay positive, right? We're all going to be very positive. It's going to be great.
It's one of those, you get used to the way that it is, and life goes on.
I want you guys all to drive out to Sandy Valley one of these days, and then you will see why I'm not very sympathetic. Because our road,
oh, that one sucks.
There's potholes like this right now that are about this deep.
Oh, yeah. And your little
one
goat
road
trail that gets there.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, God. No. So it could be worse. Believe me, it could be way worse.
Oh, no. That road has been bad since I first drove 10 years
ago. And we aren't allowed to fix it. That's the other thing. The county is not allowed to fix it because it's a BLM road. And we actually got charged with trespass for doing work on it.
That's the
truth. So it could be way worse.
Which road are you talking about?
Columbia Pass. It goes through Columbia Pass to go to Sandy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The almost paved one.
The what?
The almost paved
one. Almost, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because, but we didn't build the road. We just inherited it, but we aren't allowed to fix it. And we're allowed to fix we're allowed to fill potholes, but it's not even sufficient. It wasn't made right, so we can't even fix it right. So we're working on that.
Give it to you and be like, yeah, fix it.
Yeah, you think, right?
Make that your...
Well, the road back here...
taken that many times.
That's a tire popper, so be careful. Yeah. Because I've popped two tires on that.
Lining the washboard.
And
that curve forever. Oh, we're going to pave it.
Oh, no, we're not going to, because that one is even worse than this other one, because that one's already paved. This one we'd have to... I think it was $17 million.
Yeah, I was going to. That's when I was like, that's not
going
to happen.
That other one's like a mystery road, though. Especially in that year. Yeah. I don't know what that's
going to be. I've heard of a couple.
You're new still. I know.
Yeah.
I know now.
But I've heard of a couple of stories where they've had some bad wrecks with the horse trailers on that one.
Yeah, And the county has plans to lower the curves, or straighten out the curves and lower the hills, but. They won't let us do anything.
And it's not that the curves have to be straightened. They have to be banked right. That's
the
biggest problem.
So that's an ongoing problem.
Item 6, planning and zoning, we have none. Item 7, general business. Community input regarding county budget requests for the next funding year.
That was what we talked about last year, and I just put in the same one from last year.
Okay.
Nothing really has changed.
I didn't see why.
I got an email from Anna, and then an email from Mr. Crumpley with Zoe Benedict.
Yes.
Okay.
About possibly surfacing that road, so I'll put that. I'll add that to the requests.
Resurfacing it.
He said oiling it. I think that's probably like an old term.
Okay. To keep the dust in.
That was, honestly, they would just oil it. It would help, keep it, you don't repave or anything. They would, because they did this all the time in Texas in July.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome.
Well, I haven't gotten back to him on that yet, because I need to figure out.
It would help maintain the pavement a little longer.
We don't have pavement.
Right, so, well, and then there's mixed views on that, whether you want it paved or not. So I need to talk to our guys and see what the possibilities are. So if Mr. Conkley complains that I haven't emailed him back, I haven't yet because I'm still researching.
Yeah, they used to put like a rock type stuff and then oil it
type
back
two
home.
Or whatever.
Yeah, on the
roads.
Gravel roads.
Yeah.
No, they
I've
didn't
never
do that.
Put it out here.
Yeah,
but
it was really firmly packed with oil or something, but it wasn't paved.
Yeah.
Do we have any further information on the interchanges with the new part line with the opinion of Benedict and so on?
No, that's been finalized.
That was finalized the way they had last time.
Actually, it's been finalized for a while. The way the interchanges are between Benedict and Pinion and then my driveway and also over the Rosary. Yeah, that's been finalized for quite a year.
Right, and they changed them so because they took the input about the turning radiuses for the big trailers and stuff, so they made those turn-ins bigger.
Okay. So they incorporated our last comments.
They're pretty good. And the merging in and out.
I honestly think it's going to be so much safer and you're going to feel more secure pulling in and out. I really do.
The new part or the redone part down below is certainly much better.
Right, and I think yours is going to be even better because it's not just going to be a divider down the middle. It's going to give you more safety for pulling out and stuff.
So. I like that idea. Same functional.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do about new board members?
So we do need a new board member because Dave's leading us.
Yes, I'm going to be.
He didn't ask, let me have any input on this move.
Can he?
What about
he'd love to, but I said, babe, Rob. But I didn't think that he could with me on.
We may have to if we can't get anybody else.
Okay.
We're not supposed to because we had talked about Molly.
That's right.
Okay. So we had talked about Molly. And if we can't find anybody else, we'll give it first chance to Molly if she's still interested.
It'd be really good.
Nice on the resume.
She doesn't agree with me on most everything.
That's fine. In most towns.
It's my daughter.
So you don't have to live up here.
Like she disagrees.
No, you do have to live here.
On purpose.
Does Molly not live here?
Pardon?
Does Molly not live up there?
Oh, yeah.
She got married.
She did.
I can't get rid of her.
Oh. Okay.
They've been looking. No, she lives up here in Sound. I think it's going to be a while because she's got her horse and there's too many things going on.
Yeah.
So.
The only requirements are you have to live within the town.
She lives here.
And you have to be able to vote. You don't have to be registered to vote, but you can't be an ex-con. You have to be able to vote.
Anna, she's so involved. She didn't want to do it?
Apparently. I'll send an email out to everybody and see if we get any more takers.
Rob will do it and then check with them, but if we could get
one more, then we could have five, which would be nice and take the pressure off of you guys, you know. So if they both want to do it, find one more and then we're good. Mm-hmm. Or we'll go with Molly. Because I talked to our DA about it and they don't encourage that. Because it could get complicated, but we don't have a lot of zoning items up here that you're voting on. You don't vote on a lot of stuff.
Plus, if somebody thinks about it, husband and wife usually don't agree, and fathers and daughters usually don't either.
Well, and we did have a town where family members were on the board. They weren't husband and wife. I think they were cousins or something. Mm-hmm. And it actually was obstructionist because they were so opposed to each other.
Oh, my God.
So we were the other way, too. Yeah.
Okay.
It was up in Bunkerville.
The other way.
you can imagine.
Well, I'll be around for a while, and when you find another member, I'll resign this to make room for him if you want.
Well, you haven't sold, have you?
This would be your last.
You haven't sold?
No, I've bought another place in Santa Fe.
Well, you said today.
I haven't sold this one.
So today doesn't have to be your last date?
No.
We don't meet again until March.
Okay.
When are you moving?
Well, I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
In other words,
you started out saying that you were moving as
well. No.
I'm closing on the property the 2nd of February. Except for 5 or 6 days they wanted to add to it already.
Okay.
So figure the end of the first week in February, and it'd take a while to get moved and so on.
Well, that'll give you plenty of time to find your replacement.
Yeah. Sure.
So anyway, I'll email it out. You guys put it out there. Think about who you're putting it out there to. If someone's going to show up, participate.
If somebody wants it, I'll resign the spot, make a spot for it.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of going to suck.
Yeah, it does.
Already.
Yeah. And you're still here.
Well, thank you. But I'm going to do this anyway. I think it's a...
As Dave, a only Dave put it. They say you're caring, see ya.
If I wait 6 months or a year, it'll just be more difficult.
Absolutely. It's lovely there. I get why you want to go.
Physically, I'm deteriorating. So.
He's going to be a yuppie over there. Right?
Well, compared to some of the people there, I'm pretty young.
I guess that's right.
And okay, it's an area I like, and my sister already lives there. My brother and his wife are planning on moving in that area.
Good.
Around
and there's just
May
more infrastructure there.
Yeah, their lease will run out where they are now in May, I think.
It's kind of like here, though, right, where it gets snow, but it's also nice and it gets warm in the summer.
Yeah.
I think it's colder there than here.
I think a little bit more. It's prettier there than here.
Right, but you get, like, all four seasons, so.
Oh, yes, nice. Especially the winter part.
Yeah.
It's a nice place in general. The place that I'm closing on, or that I have under contract, is on Canyon Road, so it's easy to walk down the road. I could still walk probably 2 miles down the road and then get public transportation back up it.
Great.
And it's a small place, about a quarter the size of this one. And
yeah, it's a good day.
I might be able to get from one end to the other before the phone stops ringing, for instance. Yeah.
It's a good move.
Cool. I think it'd be better.
We're going to miss you. Mm-hmm. It took all these years to
No, now we know where to go. You have an extra bedroom there, right? So we can come visit?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. A couple at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. The sculptor group already wanted to sign up for visiting because of all the artists on Canyon Road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm looking forward to this and I think it's a step in the right direction because I sold the Ferrari, so nobody has to worry about that anymore. That was probably my last car, so we'll proceed from here. And I'm looking forward to meeting some new people. And I have a big patio out in front. I figure if I put myself and a coffee pot and maybe a newspaper or something look at an art book or something, I'll get to meet all the neighbors pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. They're friendly. Than here. I don't mean like here, but Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, this group has been pretty friendly.
We're not friendly.
Well, no, and that's why I meant Vegas, because...
They're just transit. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
I've enjoyed them.
You've been a good neighbor, David.
This has been...
We're going to miss you.
I think 18 years. From 2000. I moved here in 99.
Oh, wow.
So it's been probably 18 years that I've been on this.
Up here.
Molly was just a little tiny girl.
Yeah, riding a horse.
Yeah, riding a pony. That's right.
First time I saw her, she was about 3 riding a pony. Anyway, I've appreciated being on this board. I've learned a lot.
Well, we've learned a lot from you.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Parkinson's support meeting the other day, and everybody was kind of stiff and uptight at the beginning. So I said to the moderator, I had 3 questions, but I forgot one already.
Oh, my goodness.
Did that loosen up a bit?
It loosened it right up.
You're not alone on that. Yes.
Well, Jeremy doesn't know, but he's a sports car driver. And he got into, was it a Lamborghini that you hit the burrow with?
No, that was a Ferrari.
Oh, the Ferrari. He got into a... Down a fender bender bottom with that end burrow.
But I just sold that, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, the burros don't have to worry about it.
Burros and cars don't get along too well.
No,
horses either.
Yeah.
I haven't seen but a couple of burros recently.
Mm-hmm. I see one every day. We adopted a baby.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Item 8. And so we've been having a lot of general comments from comments from the general public. Do we have any more?
I got some.
Yeah?
I got 3 of them, actually.
Have you forgotten?
No. I remembered them. First thing is the tower, which...
I'm trying to find out who's working on it. I don't
know.
Okay,
I already found out.
Oh.
I walked up there, and what's going on is Valley Electric... had to put support ties onto their power pole because it was falling in.
Okay.
But I just wanted to bring it to your attention, really to Brager's attention, because you weren't here when that whole fiasco took place.
I've heard all about it, though.
All right.
But if it's not something that has gone through office, I don't know who it is. So I was putting feelers out to different
places.
That's
what it was. Okay. But this was going on because they had caliche or something up there. So they had a ram hoe and they had equipment. And I was thinking, what are they going to do? Build another something or other, right?
I even asked Val Electric, my guy Val Electric, but he said it wasn't them. But if it was like a more facilities type person, maybe he wouldn't have talked to them if it's a structural thing versus...
Yeah, it was just a preventive maintenance thing, keep the pole from falling down. Mm-hmm. So everything's back to when this whole thing took place with the tower, we were told after it was done that they couldn't reverse it, but anything in the future would come to the board or to us, and then the county, because all this went behind the scenes. And then it was up and installed, and it was too late to stop.
That happened in Sandy Valley, too.
I know, yeah. It was, mostly it was the government and
I think it was Homeland
Security.
It was. Yeah. And they had a ton of grant money and had to spend it.
Right.
No matter what.
So anyway, we're okay with that. The other item is, so far all my dogs have come back with all their legs, so I guess the tracking hasn't been an issue yet. I've lost two dogs, and one of them, actually two dogs I lost, and one of them got her front foot taken from traps. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
I haven't heard about any trapping problems recently.
No, I don't think those guys do much anymore.
I don't think there's much to trap anymore.
Well, I don't know if the price went down. Maybe it's not as
lucrative.
They trap bobcats.
And they
they trap the coyotes to get rid of them so the cats will come.
Yeah, the bobcats were the...
Well, the scraping...
That was where the expense was.
The scraping around up on the hill sounds like heavy equipment.
Pardon?
The scraping around that you hear sounds like heavy equipment.
It was, but that they were trying to get a foundation for these ties to hold the pole up. So.
And the coyotes...
It was Valley Electric, so that's good.
We've had one coyote visit off and on for quite a long while. And he's bothered the dogs.
Yeah, he's brazen.
Yeah, hasn't bothered the dogs.
He's very smart. If you bring a rifle or a pellet gun or something,
he's
out. Yeah.
The ravens are the same way. They know when you've got
them. They go, man, this is serious stuff. I'm out. but if he doesn't see a weapon, he's almost scary.
Yeah, it comes right up to the edge of the light from the houses.
Wow. And the other item, the last item is... I'd like to know, I don't know how to put this. Republic, what is their plan? You know, we don't know if they get picked up on Saturday or if
or
they get... Now they got this recycle thing.
Sometimes it goes, sometimes it stays.
You watch them...
Services, every Saturday is trash. Every Saturday is recycled. Mm-hmm. Every other Saturday is added for bulk garbage collection.
Okay, but they don't do that at my place because every Saturday my cans are out there, and it's like hit and miss. Sometimes they get the recycle, and sometimes...
It's two different trucks. I have two different trucks. I live at the end of this little cul-de-sac, and Michael Street's hard to get down, so half the time my stuff stays there. You just have to keep calling. Actually, you can go online and schedule a re-pickup, and they're supposed to send a truck the next day.
Or call me, and I'll call the
It's almost amusing.
She gets a hand.
In fact, when I go down and I
bet it's the same people, because ours is picked up right down at the bottom on Saturdays.
When they do pick it up, it's the same group
of folks on the weekend.
And about a month or so ago, one of the trucks broke down. I think it was the recycle.
I ask the driver, and they say, you know what, I'm not sure what's going on. You know, call the office. So these guys
don't
want to
answer.
Well, but if it continues, let me know.
If you watch them pick it up, you see that what you've carefully separated in the trash and recyclable all goes in the same bin.
It shouldn't.
Oh, I think
no,
not with me.
They got separate trucks.
Are they commingled now?
Well, the recycling is commingled, but he's saying the trash and the recycling, and they should be two different trucks.
Yeah, they are. They should
they've
be.
Been
they
two
should
trucks be. With
this
me.
Saturday, if they're a little late, it all goes day. In the trash.
Because I heard that from someone else, too. So. Okay. Well, let me know these things. Let me know when this stuff comes up.
This Saturday is bulk.
Okay. Every other
2 weeks.
But every Saturday it's both, right? The trash
is both and every other. So this Saturday will be bulk included with the other.
And by bulk do they mean it's like old carpet and stuff?
A couch or
after the second or third time that mine got skipped, I called and told him I wanted a supervisor to call. And once he called me, I gave me his number. And every time they missed me after that, I just call him directly. And that only happened one time, and then they've never missed it since. So
they don't like that stuff's going on, but they have a huge crew, and people make mistakes or forget, or they get a substitute driver who doesn't know the streets.
Right. You can almost tell when somebody's on vacation, and it's the same with UPS.
And David, they don't pick up your old cans anymore. You got to put them into the recycling big can. I noticed
you can't lift them up.
Okay. Maybe they'll get them on your bulk day Saturday.
I told them that I could put their container inside and put half of one of these trash cans in it, but I had no way to lift the other half up high enough.
You want me to put them in for you?
No, I'm going to leave them there until they come pick them up.
You got to write a note on them. They won't pick them up. You got to write
because
their
machine
is
it's automated. They don't come out and do it anymore. Well, there's an arm that extends.
As far as I can tell, they're still billing me for those round containers.
Well, you don't get billed for those containers. Okay. The new containers, they brought you for free. So you shouldn't be paying for any trash cans unless you have them.
Maybe I melt it.
But
the
ashes. You can get extra containers for free, too.
Yeah, you can. That's great.
Yeah, you can get up to two more. You can get up to two more. Either
David's got like six of them.
That's what we got.
Sure. Not
two
of
each.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of them.
Oh, good.
So anyway, that was my three items.
Okay.
Well, Republic, from my experience, has been very responsive. If you have a problem, they want to take care of it. I work pretty closely with them, and they're really great to work with. So they
just have to get their attention.
She
but
does,
they want it to
and
be
she
done right.
yields results. You've done awesome in the past. Because NDOT tends to, when it is snowy, they'll plow my driveway closed, and then trash won't pick it up.
One of their problems is they change these drivers all the time, and these guys don't, you know, that's, I think, one of their problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It used to be we had the same guy year after year after year. He's a black guy, and man, I get along with him great. And anytime he showed up, whatever you wanted goes in the truck, right? So then when he left, you know, it was all over. But what was really interesting is before Christmas, I don't know if you guys got him or not.
Yes.
We got
a little letter.
I'm your garbage guy, and this and that and the other, and, you know, Christmas is coming up. And
that is so nice.
Wasn't
that's
that
great. Yeah. No, I didn't get that.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I know.
You that's must have a nice
and they put it right in the handle where it was kind of looped where it would hold. I thought it was really cool. I might have it. I thought it was really
genius,
neat.
You know? I mean, there was a marketing guy right there.
Yeah. Huh. Won't be in that position for
did
long.
Did you give him anything?
We went out of town, and so I haven't done it yet.
Where my gates are, it doesn't really look like the entrance to a house, so they don't do that.
No. Well, I gave him a little card.
Yes.
I don't even know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. And this has nothing to do, but I just need to bring it up to show the sign of the times, right? When I was younger, years ago, everybody knew the post office guy, or the mailman, by his first name, his family, his kids, and all this other stuff. Now, the complete reverse. Now I know the UPS and the FedEx guys, and their family and their kids, just, they're up here every day.
Well, John is great. I like John, the UPS guy.
Do we even have him,
John?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a guy who
was good
on
guy.
The highway, but... You know, I was just thinking, it used to be I knew the mailman, now I know the FedEx. And
Yeah, they know my dog.
By first names.
And they know the dog's names.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a little...
All right, so item number 9 is our next meeting date is March 14th at 6 o'clock. And item 10 is our adjournment.
Vote for that.
Thank you.